And now I'm quoting from the Masorah Journal of Shvat Tovshin Samach Ches. This is Choveres Chaf Gimel. You'll note that we have a number of the older issues in the back up there. We do not have this particular issue. This is in my personal library.
What year is this?
Tovshin Samach Ches is an article. This article is written by Rabbi Avram Gordimer. Rabbi Avram Gordimer is the Rav who is in charge of the dairy division of the OU. He's written a number of articles in the Masorah Journal. So in this particular article, he's addressing the issues related to Davar HaMaimed. We're not going to address ourselves to the first 10 or so pages here that deal with Davar HaMaimed in other aspects. I'm going to focus now on what appears on Daf Nun Tes. And he writes the following. Huva b'sefer mipnini harav regarding Gvinas Akum. Shemaran hagon Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Zatzal nog lechol b'veso gvina shal goyim shehu amda ba'asavim. It's mentioned over there that the Rav Zatzal was knowing to eat certain cheeses that would otherwise be considered Gvinas Akum. Even though he would tell people balabatim who would ask him, can I eat Kraft cheese? He'd say, no, you shouldn't do that. But he himself apparently would eat such things and would tell his talmidim that he could. That they could. Ubir maran du muteres gvina zu meikradin elda ein morin kein l'rabin. This is permissible, but you don't share this with the hamon. You don't share it with the masses. Shere asra Shulchan Aruch, because if you open up in Shulchan Aruch says forbidden. The Yesha Hikshu al Maran. Some asked on him and say, well, one second, how are you poskening permissively over here? The Halo Noha Kishitas Gaoni Narvona, based on the Tosos in Avodah Zarah that we saw, Lamed Hayim and Aleph. The Hetiru Gvinas Nachrim Ba'asrayu, Ne Dehumda Hagvina Hasam Beprachim, Velo Be'or Keva. There was a school of thought among the French Tosafists that in those places where they would not use or kevas nevela, there was no problem with the cheese. They knew exactly what the enzyme was coming from, and there was no problem. Visvila the goni nevrona, the gvinas hagoyim, lo ne'asu b'minyam. This was that tension that we discussed among the Rishonim. Was gvinas akum something that was usur b'minyam? Was it a davar that's usur b'minyam? In which case, you need a bezden that's greater b'chachma b'minyam than the bezden that asur it, in which case it can never become permissible, because you can never have that essentially. Ulahachi mutaris, but if you hold that it's not that way, it's just situational, it's not something that was made as a ironclad rule that it's prohibited, but rather situationally. When it's subject to gvina or kevas nevela, then it'll be asur. When it's not, it's not. Ulahachi, according to these French Tosafists, mutaris kishein chshasha shema hu amda or kevas nevela. Mihu, however, Kevon de Svile Laha Rambam Dinesu Gvinosim Minyan, the Rambam certainly seems to present it as a Dover Sheba Minyan. Ulahochi Asiros Afilu Kishuhu Amdu Beasavim. That was the way the Kesef Mishnah explained it, the Aruch HaShulchan explained it that way, and many other Rishonim understood it the same way. So the question is, Heich Nohag Maran Lakula, what was the basis for the Rav's permissive ruling? Meaning, yes, it's true, there is this one opinion in the Tosafos, which takes the position that it's not a Davar Shemimyan, but everyone else seems to say it was. Right. This is essentially a recap of what we've already discussed, and now we're basically where we left off. Venerally, de la fi kushta, svile el rambam, de gvinos nachrim, shehuam du ba'asavim mutaros, kishitas ga'oni nervoni. He says there is a basis, and the email that I got directly from Rabbi Gordimer suggested that this was the Rav Shita. The Rav Shita, as he recounted it in the Shir, was based on this understanding in the Rambam. That the Rambam really maintained, like the Gaone Nervona, the Lo Nasu Gvinoseim B'minyan.
He just saw some danger or something?
The Lashon of the Rambam is, can you give me a Rambam? Actually, I'll read it inside. Rambam Sefer Kedusha.
It's
still going.
Yes, this is the Rambam in Machalos Asuros Perek Gimel Halacha Yedaled. Gvina Shema Amidin Oso Hagoyim Ba'asavim. Cheese that the Gentiles produce with non-rennet-based enzymes, either grass or made peros, could go and straf to anim. The harehe nikarim begvina, horu miktsas hagaonim. And this was a lashon that some of you picked up on. Horu miktsas hagaonim. Some of the gaonim ruled shehi asura nonetheless, shekvar gozu al kol gvina sagoyim. Across the board. Lo plug, as David would say. Lo plug. They made a gzera on all gvinos hagoyim. Bein shehem iduha bedavar asar. Bein shehem iduha bedavar mutar. Why? Gzera mishum shehem iduha bedavar asar. Gzera mishum shehem iduha bedavar asar. That they were mamed. That they produced it. Davar ha-mamed is something that gives the body.
But they agree it's mutter, but
who's they? Who's they agree? There were Rishonim that said it was mutter, and there are Rishonim and Gaonim, for that matter, who held no. Even where you know definitively that it's a product of grass or flower thistle, it is still aser because the gzera was gvina sakum.
Right, but
the reason for it was to stay away from those cheeses which were in fact a product of or kevas nevela.
So this is an issue against going against the gezerah, and it's a whole separate thing.
The gezerah. The question is, what was the gezerah?
Right,
the question was,
and it doesn't matter what it was. You just can't. That's a separate halacha of going against
gezerah. That's the question. The question is, was it a gezerah that they said all quote unquote gvinas akum zaser? In which case, that's what you're saying. Right. It wouldn't matter. This cheese is still gvinas akum, but even though it didn't come from or kevas nevela, it would be aser. But if you hold that no, it was. What they asked was Orkevas Nevela. They said, can't eat cheese that's Orkevas Nevela, right. Like the Chachme Navona said, then it would be permissible to have cheese from places where you could somehow verify that the cheese does not include any Orkevas Nevela. Right? That's the question.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Zeres Minyan versus
Dover Shemminyan as opposed to something that's not a Dover Shemminyan. Right.
Shibiminyan.
Right. Okay. It didn't have to be that way. It just, it is that way. So, he cites the Rambam. Harei hevi Rambam eshitas miksas hagonim ha'osrim betoras yesh omrim. Why? Because what's his lashon? What's his lashon? Miksas hagonim. Horu miksas hagonim. He's saying it's sort of like he's referring to it as some say,
right.
Like a yeshomrim. Some say like this: Miktsas hagonim ha'osrim b'toras yeshomrim v'lo hechriya kivasayu. But he's saying maybe the Rambam wasn't really endorsing that, wasn't accepting that opinion. He was mentioning it in the interest of intellectual honesty. He's saying, okay, Miktsas hagonim say like this, but that's not necessarily the Rambam's position. That's the way the Rav understood this Rambam. V'iha v'srili k'shitas miktsas hagonim alolu. If really the Rambam was incorporating that position, Havalei lemechtav halchi lachriya kavasai, you should have just said the rule. And that's why are you blaming miksas gaonim? Why are you saying some gaonim say? Just say that's the rule. Then we'll know you hold like the gaonim. Right? Typically, if a Rishon happens to hold like another Rishon, or like one of the sheetahs of the gaonim, just says his opinion. Just says the opinion. Then we look at him and say, oh, he learns like the Rashba. He learns like so-and-so. But the fact that you're going out of your way to say, some gaonim say, and then you're saying what they say, it sounds like you're trying to distance yourself from me, saying, oh, that's what some say. So that's the way the Rav learned pshat in this Rambam. Kemo she'achriya b'shitas gaonim b'din chema. So if you look at the Rambam later on, so there it seems like he is being machriya like the shita the gaonim. He doesn't use that type of qualifying language, some say. V'afagav debir our Kesef Mishnah, even though the Kesef Mishnah explained the Pasuk Haram Keshitas Miksas Geonim Lahachmir Begivina, the Kesef Mishnah, and not surprisingly, subsequently, the Shulchan Aruch himself understood that the Rambam was adopting that opinion. He was endorsing the opinion of the Miksas Geonim. And that's why the Mechaber passes that way, because that's the way you understand the Rambam. Shrei lo hevia shita sachok and alayu. Nira di ish lachalik. The kasav Rambam is din chema b'tora sug machal chadash. Lahachi hevia is beza shitos b'dina. Masha enkein b'inyan gvina. Din is bar ikar dina kvar balacha yud gimel. Vevia Rambam as shitos mixas agonim gaba rak derech osafa. In the previous halacha, the Rambam says, I'm going to cite the whole Rambam here. Mimneza yitin adin shekol chalav hanimtsa biyad goy aser, shemeirav bo chalav bechema tmeya, the gvinas hagoyim muteresh ein chalav behema tmeya misgabin. So technically, there should be no real concern of cheese being problematic, because cheese can't be made from milk of a behema tmeya. Again, that was a presumed metzias, that the milk from the behema tmeya can't curdle and can't become cheese.
That's not true.
I'm not saying that.
Oh.
However, so what happened with the cheeses? Where did it come to be an issue when it's Venus Akum? Aval b'yimei chachmei Mishnah. Rambam says, in the time of the Mishnah, gozru, they made a gzera of some sort, al gvinas hagoyim, v'asruha b'mnei shehem ma'amidin osa b'or hakeva shel shkitasan shinevela. It's a different issue. It wasn't an issue of the milk that they asked for the cheese. It was an issue that they were using the keva from non-kosher animals. They were using... Now, it didn't mean from a chazer. It meant from a cow, which was not slaughtered.
Right,
nevela.
Right, yeah.
Not behema tmeya. Or kevas nevela. V'im tomar v'halo or hakeva davar katan, who may just say it's such a small amount vis-a-vis the milk, ad ma'od b'cholav she'omad bo v'lama lo yibatel b'miyuto. Why shouldn't it become nullified if it's so insignificant when construed against all of the milk? What's the answer? We have a special category over here. What's the special category here? Mimnei shuhu hama midas agvina. We have a rule that even when something is very minimal, klape the rest of the mixture, if that thing is chashuv, significant in and of itself, it is not batal. A beria, for example. If you have a whole, you have a mouse, a small little mouse, but fully intact, and it is inside of a massive cholent. That mouse is not batal.
Really?
Why? Because it's a beria. It's an entity. Same would be with a full bug. A full bug is not batal. I think we once spoke about this, a related kashrus issue. There are certain yogurts. I'm not a yogurt eater, so I don't lay claim to have any expertise, but some of you probably are familiar with this. There are some yogurts that have pieces of fruit, large pieces of fruit, on the bottom or on the top. They call it fruit on the bottom, fruit on the top. I don't know. I'll take your word for it. There's actual fruit. Now, the same brand, the same company, could sometimes produce let's say it's a raspberry or a strawberry flavored, blackberry flavored yogurt. Some of them have actual chunks of fruit. You'll not see hechsher on those. But when it's just a flavored yogurt, same flavored, but there's no chunks of fruit in there, you will find a hechsher. In some cases, I'm not saying this is always the case, but you could find such a thing. What's the difference, my nafkamina? Well, when there's whole chunks of fruit, it is entirely possible that there are bugs in that fruit. That would be a beria. It's not batal, and therefore you have a potential for isurei d'oraisa in your yogurt.
Right.
If the fruit is pureed, there is no beria, and by the time it gets to your yogurt, it's batal. There is no barrier to speak of. That's unseemly, perhaps, to think of, because what you're saying is that when you get the yogurt with the hechsher, you're getting pureed bugs, which is okay. Yeah. But that's the metzias. I got news for you. Applesauce, apple juice, any of these yogurts with major fruit, no one's staying there and checking for the bugs. They're not doing that. They're pureeing the bugs.
What if you have two halves of a bug inside the...
It's not a barrier. Then you just have to know that you have shishim against the matter.
Barrier?
Barrier. Barrier is an entity.
Yeah,
like from the Lashon of Bria. Ashtar. I just want to continue with your permission, of course. Ubeyarnu nami bekovets mesora choveres chafbeis. As we mentioned, this is Chaf Gimel, Chaf Beis would be the preceding volume. The Svila la Rambam. The Cholov Akum Nitar Aide Biror. The Asar Rak Hecha de Ikalisuke Shema Ira Bo Cholov Behema Temeah. So the suggestion was made that according to the Rambam, Cholov Akum would be Mutter, would be permissible if you could say with certainty that there's no Cholov Behema Temeah that's mixed in. And the only time it's Asar is when you have a suffix, when you have a doubt. The Kevin Dehevia Rambam as Din Gvinas Akum, since the Rambam brings this halacha of Gvinas Akum, Bahode Din Chelban, he brings Gvina and Chalav together in the same discussion. Ubir the Gzeras Gvinas Akum Havia Mishim Chshasha de Hamada Bor Kevas Nevela, Nero the Sfile, the Shava Gvina Lachalav. It seems that the Rambam is equating the type of Gzera of Gvina with the type of Gzera of Chalav, namely that it's a Gzera that's subject to Bira, meaning when you know definitively that there's no X or no Y, then it's not problematic, sort of like the Chachmei Narvona. Deleka l'sfuke l'isuro b'hachisharya. V'zohi shitas ga'oni Narvona. That's the same as the Shita, as the Chachmei Narvona. V'lachin muvan shapir ma'hevi aram shitas mixas ga'oni ma'osrim ki yeshomrim. Why does he bring it sort of like an afterthought and say, oh, mix us, go on him, say like this. It's derech osafa, v'amai lo hachriya kavasayu, kemo shechriya b'din chema. V'nira lefarish tekevan de la Rambam lo hichmir b'davar. The Rambam was not really being machmir. V'harama hitztik ashitas goni navona lamokom she nehigu kavasayu mikad monim. Remember, the Rambam says, we do comport ourselves with a more stringent opinion, unless we're talking about a place that has a long-standing practice of being makel to use the other type of, meaning the cheese that's made with the other type of enzyme, not the rennet from the animal. Tafas maran, the chain ikar adin, afalpi de'in morin kain l'rabim. So he says that the Rav held that this was really the halacha that one could follow and maybe should follow, or well, it's just that it could follow, but shouldn't advertise this to the masses, because the Shulchan Aruch does not go this way. Since the Shulchan Aruch does not go this way, therefore, it would be inappropriate to be mefarsein. However, we were informed. It's not in here. I didn't find anywhere in here where it was mentioned. But Rabbi Gordimer says that it's well known that the Rav at some point retracted this permissive ruling, and Poskind, like the other Rishonim, who were more stringent here and said, even cheese that's made from the other type of gvina, the other type of enzyme, was to be treated like a Dover Sheba Minyan. Now, again, I haven't seen that in print anywhere, but Rabbi Gordimer is certainly a Bar Samcha, and he said that Rabbi Schechter and Rabbi Ganak would say the same thing. I haven't spoken to either of them about it yet, but I have no reason to doubt that that's the case. Apparently this was something that the Rav said in Shir. In fact, he quoted one of the Rav's Talmidim in his email to me, let's see if I could find it quickly, who told him about this. Yeah, he said that he spoke to a Talmud of the Rav, I don't know exactly who this is, but he said it's Rav Moshe Ashin. He said the Talmud who told me about it is Rav Moshe Ashin, although I believe that Rav Herschel Schechter will tell you the same thing, and also Rav Ganak. I guess they would both say that. I haven't spoken to either of them, as I said. I don't have any reason to believe that is not the case. Now, as far as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's psak, I was led to believe that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik also had this way. Rabbi Gordimer told me in his email that he spoke to a close Talmud of Rav Aaron, who confirmed that he did not hold of the heter of prochim and the like, the thistle rennet.
So at this point, no one holds this mutter.
I didn't say that.
Except for the Tosafists.
He says, brother personally held craft to be okay before changing his psak due to the Ran, who interprets the Rambam as ruling like the Gaonim Lechumra. I mean, there were other Rishonim that understood that the Rambam was like the Gaonim, not distancing himself from the Gaon.
Because of his Lashon. That was their...
Now that was the Rav's first understanding of the Rambam based on his Lashon, right? Based on his use of the term Mixas Gaonim. But others didn't understand the Rambam to be distancing himself from the Gaonim. Instead, he was citing it as a psak to be followed.